I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I'm at Daisy Jackson's yard. I've been so lucky because I've been allowed into the yard to see the horses and watch Daisy train today, which is my idea of heaven because I'm just surrounded by horses and beautiful flowers and fields and the loveliest team. And right now I'm with Daisy's mum, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come in and see your beautiful place and watch Daisy ride. But I'd love to know more about Daisy's history, really, of how she got into riding. I'm going to talk to Daisy later, but from your point of view, did you know when she was little that she was always going to be a rider?
Well, it was inevitable, really, because I was always a rider and it was my career, and she basically came with wherever I went, and eventually we got her a pony, and I never really pushed her for lessons and things like that, but she, I remember we went to Olympia one day and she just was so emotional watching it, and she said, "Mummy, this is what I want to do." So that really sort of got her on the track to dressage, and she had a little fat Welsh Section A pony and she took him to a few competitions, and then they were just flying, and it was just fun for her. She just loved it. So
it's lovely that you're that supportive, because I think I remember saying to my mum for years, "I want to be a rider." She said, "Don't be crazy, Amy, it's far too dangerous." But when you were riding, what did you compete in?
I did dressage. I used to compete other people's horses, and I had a horse myself. Advanced level dressage, and I absolutely loved it. But unfortunately, I used to ride a stallion who eventually was sold, and I couldn't replace him, so I didn't really continue seriously after that. And then I went through a divorce and could really only afford a pony for Daisy. And then finally, when we could afford a horse of my dreams, we bought it for Daisy rather than me. So it's just how it went, really.
It's tough. Life gets in the way sometimes, and very rarely you get your one in a lifetime pony or your one in a lifetime horse, and very rarely do you ever find that type of horse again, and it's very easy to lose interest. I think I had very similar with my once in a lifetime. He's never going to be a dressage horse now because he's a bit broken, and I get how you felt, because it's never the same, is it, with a different horse?
No, exactly. That was exactly the problem. But I didn't mind, because I used to do a lot of teaching in those days, and I really, really enjoyed the teaching side of it. So I just continued with that, really, and just Daisy just had fun with it. And she was, as I said, she was never pushed. She just absolutely loved it, and she'd be the only thing I did make sure she did was muck out herself.
good for you.
If she wanted a pony, she had to muck out and she had to actually exercise it, so that they were the two things. And she was excellent. She always worked hard. So
how lovely for you, though, to be able to watch her do so well and be so successful in what you're both passionate about, and also teaching her responsibility. If you were to say something to a mum that their daughter or their son, one of their children, are thinking about riding, and maybe they're not too sure about it, because what I hear a lot is parents saying, "Well, it's too expensive, well, it's too tough." Of all the good things that horse riding can bring to children and to families, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think that it's just such an amazing hobby, and it certainly keeps them on the straight and narrow. And I think that was one of the reasons with both my children, whatever hobbies they wanted to do, particularly sport, we just really supported them, because we just knew where they were, knew that they were doing something really healthy, and for their mind and their bodies. And it was just nice to know that they weren't hanging around street corners and things like that. So that was really a big part of it. And I think that the money side of it, you're really investing in your child's all-round future. So it didn't seem to me to be too much of a sacrifice. And looking at it like that, I'd rather spend money on a pony or football and cricket and things like that than video games and such like. So I look at it as an investment, really.
It's a lovely little community that they build as well. They make friends. Definitely. And they're outside and they're playing. All, you know, it's like playing with horses, isn't it? It's the outside environment. So for their health, their health in terms of their general well-being and also their minds, from who I meet, because I came into this very late, so I was 28 when I, you know, really got into riding. From what I'm seeing, those kids are so well-rounded. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. I think it gives them an empathy as well for animals and also towards people. And it also gives them a great sense of responsibility, which I think is really important. And I think it's actually quite difficult to instill that in children these days. Often they very much can easily get what they want and don't have to work very hard for it, seemingly. So I think without having to make it difficult for them, they automatically start taking responsibility and feel empathy for creatures and for people as well.
So does Daisy still muck out now?
Oh yeah, she does. We obviously have staff now, but she is very, very particular about doing things, and you know, down to tacking up and bandaging and things like that. She likes to do it herself, and she is very much a hands-on person. She's not somebody who has her horses tacked up for her and her horses washed off. And even if we could do that, she would prefer to do it herself. So yeah, and for sure, yeah, she's been mucking out. She mucks out very, very often. Not necessarily every day, because she's often too busy riding and teaching, but yes, she certainly does the muck heap every day, that's for sure. Definitely that.
Out of Daisy's career so far, what would be your I'd like to say highlight, but what would be the bit that really stood out to you the most, the bit that you went, I am so unbelievably proud of my daughter right now?
Well, the most natural thing would be to say the fact that she's ridden and trained her horses completely herself. And quite recently, she's got her mare to PSG level and went out and competed at PSG for the first time and got a reasonable score and qualified for the regionals in two outings, which was great and probably should be my proudest moment. But I think really I'm most proud of her because it's not been easy. The horses, not all of the horses have been easy. And we could have easily put one of the horses into training with somebody else, not perhaps had so many horses. And then she could have gone out and done young riders or juniors and what have you, which is what she's always wanted to do. But she always wanted to do it herself. And although she's actually missed the boat now, age-wise, for doing young riders, it doesn't matter because she has trained her horses completely herself. So I think she's learned along the way, good and bad, how to do things. And each horse that she rides now, she's learned so much, so she's doing things quicker, and she's a very, very thoughtful thinking rider. So for that, I'm really, really proud of her, because she didn't take the easy option, and she's watched a lot of her friends come up and go out to do young riders and do juniors, and she sort of seemingly feels that people think she's been left behind and, you know, she's perhaps not good enough. But we know that she hasn't had any help to do that, and therefore I'm just really proud of her for sticking to her guns and thinking, actually, I want to be a professional rider, not a professional competitor. So that's what I'm proud of.
I'm not surprised. I'm proud for you because I love the fact that she's tenacious enough and independent enough that she wants to train her own horses. And she wants to, when she gets to that top level, which I have no doubt she is going to be so successful watching her ride today, she can look back and say, I did all that myself. I had help, I had support from my parents, I've had my team, but generally I did that myself. And a lot of people do take easier options, and I'm not saying it's ever an easy option, because it's not, but you can go and buy a really expensive horse. You can't necessarily ride it unless you're a good rider, but to have that passion and belief in yourself and work ethic to keep going when you get all those knocks, which I'm no doubt she's had a lot of knocks over the years, and I know, I just think she's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Amy, it's really kind.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter Mondays 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.